Welcome back to the RDG Show, starring your host, Rick, with Sir Grinch. If you are new to the channel, make sure to subscribe, like, and leave a comment below. Also, don't forget to click on the notification button so you don't miss any of our videos. Now, enjoy the show.
Literally trying to put on a show here. When I do laugh or I go,
leave
or I yell,
all this in, dude. I'm telling you, this is people are going to be like, oh, this is how you do this. Oh, interesting. Oh. They like it.
Yeah, okay. I promise. It's only like these four people that
I'll
are
bet you, and
like
all four of them are going to be like, yeah, this is great. And I'll bet you, I will fucking bet you $50. If you have Zelle or Cash App, so there you go, bet. So leave it in the comments.
I try not to use that.
If you do like this part, just leave it in the comments. If you don't say anything. And that's how we'll determine. If nobody says anything, I'll Zelle you the $50. Yeah, that's the bet, right?
The 50.
Gentleman's bet? Okay. So you have to leave this in.
Gentleman's bet. Verbal contract.
Verbal contract. All right. So you leave this, all this all shit right. in, and then...
all this shit
then
goes
we'll
in.
See.
All right. So back to the actual show.
You hear about this, the GameStop Wall Street fucking... What are they calling it? A battle? GameStop stock
the
battle
stocks?
With Wall Street.
Yeah.
GameStop stock
I heard a little bit about it, but...
I might have heard just about as much as you. I looked into it a little bit, but it's pretty fucking, the numbers are pretty fucking wild. Saying that the stock shot up more than 14,300%. And that's the hardcore number right there that they got. And apparently this all started with some people on Reddit, which is pretty fucking wild.
Yeah, some Reddit users.
Some Reddit users just decided to fucking, I didn't get that much into it because it was like, I did start hating GameStop after a while, just like everybody else that's sane, because after they try to fuck you with those trade-in prices, which is...
Yeah, oh, God, that's the horrible.
Because, apparently that's how they make most of their money, because they don't get
the trade-in
stuff?
Yeah,
because they don't get, like, all that, I guess, 64, with tax, maybe 64, however much it is for the new games, because I guess it has to be split up. I don't know how it all works, but... I guess, you know, the initial price, the selling of it for a brand new game probably has to be split up between a bunch of different, you know, companies or whatever. But, so most of their money comes from trade-ins or, you know, reselling trade-ins. So that's when you buy a new game for $60, trade, and you tell them, and you know, this game's a piece of shit, I want to trade it. And they're like, yeah, we'll give you $8 for it. Well, that's, depending on the popularity of the game. I mean, they might give you a little more, maybe 15, 20 if you're lucky.
I've never walked out of GameStop and say, I got a fair price for this. Never.
Nobody.
I stopped trading in games for that because it was just like, I've never walked
nobody's
out satisfied.
Ever thought, I don't think anybody's ever had that thought like, yeah, I got a good deal from GameStop.
I got a good deal. Nope.
No, it's like you go in and you know exactly what's going to happen. You know you're going to get fucked. And
yeah.
You just sort of, once you're in that mentality,
you
you're just like
for
ready
best.
For it. Yeah. They did, and they try to sweeten it up. They're like, trade in three of your games and get one used game for free. Like, oh, okay,
yes.
Let me give you more shit to make money off of while I get fucked even harder, whatever.
Anyway,
yeah, so I guess what happened was, it all started with one dude. I don't even remember fucking what his name is. But the one dude was talking to his chat group on Reddit, and they're all basically just saying like, hey, let's buy up this GameStop stock, let's buy it all up and maybe we can, I don't know what their mentality was, but it turned out very good for them because he ended up making like $30 million by the end of it.
I heard people in Wall Street where, like, traders in Wall Street were really pissed because they were like, no, we manipulate the market.
No, we manipulate it, not you people.
Not you guys.
You regular guys, you don't get to manipulate the market. And then they were, so once it shot up, they had to buy up more stocks just to cover their own losses, which I don't really know how that works. I'm going to look more into that. It should be interesting. But, yeah, it forced them, it was great because it forced them to buy up more stocks to cover their losses, which only brought the price up more and made them more money. So, I just think it would have been great to have been in that chat group.
In that room.
You know, while they were playing.
I need to find
like,
these chats.
Bro, let me see if I can see how much it was in the beginning. It was like dirt cheap. They were trying to do it with some other shit too, but it was, let me see, where is it?
It's like the people that regret taking out their money for like Amazon too early.
Oh, I hadn't thought about anything like that, but yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, imagine. Can you imagine? It's like, just you're just swimming in it, you know?
Yeah, now everybody's like, God, Lee, I should have, should have invested in that.
Oh, okay, so I guess, well, at the beginning of the year, it was $17.25 per share. And then, wait, as a result, GameStop stock jumped more than 822% from $17.25 per share at the beginning of the year to a high of, holy hell, $159.18 on Monday. And then it dropped again by nearly half, only to rise back up $147.98 on Tuesday. And then Elon Musk got into it too, and he's got, you know, obviously he's got 43 million followers, and he used that, and then the price jumped 40% in after-hours trading. On Wednesday, it closed at $347.51 per share. And then on Thursday, it jumped even higher to $483 per share before having...
And it started at what? Halving. Like 17 bucks? In,
yeah. So, yeah. That's what's going on with all that shit. It's pretty wild. Would have been great. So now
dude,
I'm
no thinking, yes.
Now you just gotta look for whatever's gonna be the next thing.
Yes, which the next wave.
It's all a bunch of how many millions of people are fucking doing this anyway. So everyone's looking for the same thing. Like what's gonna be the next thing to really take off so I can make a little bit of cash.
Especially right now, that's what people should be looking towards. It's like how can I make money just sitting at home doing nothing.
I wonder what GameStop
being on Reddit.
Let me see what GameStop is at right now. That should be interesting.
I still think it's trash. I would think that they would be also kind of obsolete just because like now you can download the game.
I would have thought. Nah, yeah, but I don't know.
Like, it started for those people that like collecting the actual cases. It started as
a joke, though. You know, I'm sure they weren't thinking like this was going to be what happened. I mean, the guy had the cover story of one of these fucking.
No, I got it. I got about the stock stuff. I'm just saying, I thought they would be gone by now.
Oh, absolutely. Me too. Honestly. Dude, they were shutting down stores over here. They're fucking pushing shit out 40% off everything, blah, blah, blah.
I thought they were going to be exactly like the Blockbuster. It would just be.
Yeah, dude, bro, from how much they fucking rip everybody. I wish Blockbuster was still open. I'd absolutely still go to Blockbuster.
I'd actually, I think I'd still go.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a thing.
I don't know.
It's like a mini event. It's a thing to do. Go. But pick up a couple of movies, buy some of those fucking movie theater snacks, and fucking go watch it at home.
I do like the experience of it, yes. Yeah.
And because while you're there, you're in the section of whatever you're looking for anyway, and now you can look for other things that might interest you. I got into that's how I found Revolver was Jason Statham, which before then I thought it was just like only an action guy, but no, if you see Revolver, that's a fucking good ass movie. I'm not going to get into
it. Does he drive a car in that one?
Actually, I don't think he does. No. Maybe once or a couple of scenes, but it's not about. It's not like Transporter or anything. It's actually have to think. It's like
almost
the whole
every movie he's in, he drives a car.
No, I think you just think about Transporter and fucking Fast and Furious. He's got other shit. I mean, because of the in the mechanic, he technically. I mean, he drives, it's not about cars.
No, I'm not saying that it has to be about cars. I'm just saying there's always a car scene with him, even if it's not about cars.
Yeah, but you can probably say that about most.
No. Not really.
But it's not. It's not about fucking. It's not about cars though. Like that's not the whole thing. I think his only two movies that were really about cars was Transporter.
I'm not saying that they were all about cars. I'm just saying all have like. It's like if he has
like any movie. Okay,
it's
fine. But like any movie
that in his contract.
Any movie that you
says
think that it will
any
have
movie
cars
he's in has to have a car chase or something like that.
I don't think there's a car chase in The Mechanic.
I'd have to watch it again because I actually really like that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that one too. My parents love it. They've seen it.
But he's like working on a car the entire time.
That's a fucking nightmare. It's a Jag too. Fuck that. It's a nightmare to work on. Well, it's an older one too, so it's more simple. So maybe not. Are you hearing that too?
Yep. Okay. Got every single one.
what's it called? It's a struggle. What I did hear about, I don't know if you were going to get into the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because that's the only thing.
I did.
That's the only one that I've heard about recently because it's one dose, right?
Well, yeah, it's been a lot of stuff just in general that have been going on this week. I think this week in particular, at least that I've seen, with, you know, now we're like the leading in COVID cases and deaths in the world, which
at 400,000.
I know I had said that we weren't like number one in anything, but we're definitely number one in this.
Wait, when did you say we weren't? 26. When did you say we weren't number one?
I think a couple episodes I said that we really weren't number, like, although.
Oh, I know what you're talking
we
about.
We think very highly of ourselves. I was like, there's not a lot that we are like leading in.
That's not. Yes, first of all, America number one.
and, so you see what I mean? That's always like the
no, but I back it up. I'm not like the douchebag.
Rebuttal is like, it's number one.
I'm not like the douches like, that like okay. Never have done anything or whatever. I'm just like, yeah, America number one. Yeah. Like, you know, I have.
Yeah, like I don't, I even said like, I do not ever see myself living anywhere else. I'm not saying like there's better places out there or anything like that. I would 100% rather live here. I'm just realistic and I'm not like, we lead in everything, and it's like, it's not true though.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely not. And
that's just not.
I have thought about living in other places, but like not permanently. Like, it'd be nice to have like a house in another country, you know. But like,
yeah, to go abroad somewhere, like, yeah, the like summer,
or a summer house or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
some like somewhere cool, like Japan or fucking, you know, somewhere in Europe would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
not so much China for. No really specific reasons. no, it's a great market out there. What do you mean? They're fantastic.
Well, I'm going to get into them a little bit later.
But yeah, I mean, outside of
what they have going on.
Actually, like, this will definitely always be my home. And I got my citizenship, so hell yeah. I'm sticking around for a little while.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love it here. I'm just, again, realistic about who we are. And not shy to say, like, yeah, we're not number one in everything. However, we do have a lot of great things here. But we are leading number one with 26 million cases, and it's 436,000 deaths now. Yes. Hmm. Yeah, India, I believe, is the second one in deaths.
How many do they have? Ish.
Oh, or is it the number two in?
Because I remember, yeah.
They're the number two for cases. So they're sitting at 10.7 million in deaths. Number two is Brazil. Brazil is number two in deaths.
Oh shit, why, what's theirs at?
Theirs are at 223,000 cases or deaths, sorry.
Well, everything's a competition, right?
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's, well, why? Talking about competition, I mean, California is number one. For the U.S. in general.
Of course it is. Well, that's funny. The way my mind jumped immediately to conspiracy, because maybe in their minds they're thinking, oh, nobody's taking this 430,000 deaths seriously enough. Let's make up another strain. Hey, you know, there's another strain out there. And it started in, yeah. What is it? Started in South Africa, or it started in Spain.
Well, that's,
no, the, started, I think, in London. The newest, or, no, it started in Spain.
UK, in the UK. It started in the UK, and it got here.
Well, this time it started in Europe, and then it went down to, yeah. And then they found it in South Africa, I think. And then it made its way over here. Yes. I think, right? Well, that's how I saw it in my, like, little news blocks.
They're different. I mean, they're from different places, because it's evolving as it, I guess, continues to be part of our world, which for me is just now at this point normal. In California being number one in the U.S., Governor Newsom has recently rescinded his stay-at-home order. That was on Monday. He was just like, fuck it. You know, at this point, it is what it is.
I fucking live here. I didn't see one headline about that at all. When I only found out about the, you said this started on Monday?
On Monday, he rescinded it. And his reasoning behind it was the amount of hospitalizations that have now apparently gotten better. It has nothing to do with the political pressure or the pressure from businesses to reopen for the economy. Bro, it was about the numbers.
Fuck that guy.
He said he's following the science.
Sure he is. I'm sure he is. If you're saying that he did this on Monday, I only found out about it yesterday. Today's Saturday.
And I don't think there was a big blast, actually, to kind of piggyback off that. I don't think there was like a something that went out. I did see it in headlines, I think on Wednesday or something like that, but some medical providers said that they didn't even see it. The way they saw it was because a barber shop had put out their hours saying, like, we're open again. And then that's how they found out that, you know, he had lifted the stay-at-home order. I don't think that might have been, like, a big blast.
That's fucking stupid. I went out yesterday. I went to In-N-Out because it's, like, walking distance for me. And I was just, you know, minding my business. I'm listening to a podcast, the RDG show. And what's it called? So I'm listening to another podcast. And so at the end of my street, you know where that Buffalo Wild Wings is, right? At that building?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I walk up there. And there's some people sitting outside. And I was like, oh, you know, they're probably just waiting for their order. And they're just going to take it and leave. And because that's the world we live in now. And I got kind of closer because I was walking to the side of the building. And then I saw that they had some beers. And I was like, oh, shit. Is it fucking finally back open? And I walked. I took another couple of steps. And then I saw the little banner saying patio or outdoor dining open. And I was like, oh, fuck, finally. Holy shit. So I wonder what else, what other fucking restrictions have been lifted without our knowledge.
Your knowledge.
Didn't see it
right now. The ones that I knew was outdoor dining, barbershop, beauty shops, nail salons have been reopened again for business. And then outdoor physical activities can resume. I don't know which one exactly we're talking about.
I don't know what the fuck that means. Nobody stopped doing outdoor activities.
I don't know. David and I had gone to the park while I was there, and we wanted to, you know, relive the glory days, get some hoops in.
I'm sorry, did you say with David?
And what they had done. Yeah, with David. He's not the most athletic, but
I would never I wouldn't ever dream of doing anything athletic with David.
We played a little bit of tennis because that was at least open.
That's fun.
You know, the courts were still
play tennis again.
We're still available. We were going to play basketball, but the hoops had, like, you know, metal.
Oh, you said they had locks on them or something?
Yeah, they had locks on them, almost like a, you know, like the cars that had the old fashioned locks on the cars.
Oh yeah, that's
they had thing like that right through the hoop so that you know you can try to shoot, but it would just bounce off. It is essentially is another rim, so it was impossible to play.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing those are the outdoor activities that they're talking about, because from what I saw, people were still out there either running, you know, on trails.
Of course.
A lot of things were, you know, people playing soccer and stuff like that. Like, a lot of fields were still open.
Remember, they had, I was telling you before, they take off the benches. They took the seats off. So it's just like metal poles. Like they.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the park benches and tables where they have for, like, people to, like, do barbecue.
Oh,
and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They just took the wood off and they left, like, the metal, like the frame or whatever the fuck. So, I mean, technically, you can still go in there. Just, you know, you sit on the pole, you know, right up your ass and just fucking enjoy your barbecue.
Some people may enjoy that. That's no here or there. So, the question that has been posed by, like, medical officials and first responders with the reopening again is, have we learned nothing?
Who said that?
Because this is not the first time. This is just, like, people that are, let me see if I can get you an actual, because you want names, like, as if you're.
I want to give them a shout out or something. Like, I don't see what's wrong with that. This? It's a free country.
Reopening?
No.
Well, the issue with, like, reopening right now for them, the issue that they see is that this is not the first time that California has shut down or imposed a lockdown and then reopened. Like, it's been back and forth. It's like playing
I was here for it.
It's green light, red light kind of thing.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, as soon as you get the green light, you start running with full speed, which is what most people do. As soon as they lift the restriction, it's like that day they're going to go out
because
they haven't in so long.
That's not. Why wouldn't you think that that's what people are going to do, though? You know,
that's the issue that they're saying. Instead of people taking it, like, slowly, and saying let's still practice as much as we can, like,
this,
social distancing.
Let's look at this from
a
logical standpoint, right? From an a normal person's point of view, right? The person who thinks
I'm normal. Let's go.
Well, it's debatable. A person who like a normal person who's like, okay, I think I want to be one of the few people that's going to slowly start going back and doing regular shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many fucking millions of people, because there's, what, 20 million people in LA? How many millions of those people have the same exact thought that, like, oh, I'm going to, oh, it's finally lifted. I'm going to go out once tonight and then whatever it means to start taking it slowly. I don't know what the fuck their idea of that is.
I don't think that's a thought that people have. I don't think anybody has that, like, maybe a couple of, like, okay, let me take it easy. But most people are running towards it.
It's finally, freaking restaurants are finally open. Today, I'm going to call my buddy later and be like, hey, do you want to go out and let's go to dinner somewhere? Whatever. Let's do something instead of just fucking.
Yeah, but most people, I don't think, are having that, like, oh, let me just go out once or anything. It's more of the, let's go out every day now that we can. Let's make up for lost time. Because people were going out already, even when it was encouraged not to. So now that people have gotten
after,
the green light,
yeah, after the
again.
Second, after the second shutdown, yeah, of course. Because they just finally had enough. They were fucking protesting out here because of the farmers were, like, just sick of this shit. Because now nobody's freaking making money because they shut the shit back down.
Well, yeah, it's understandable from their point of view, especially when they were told, like, outdoor dining is probably going to be the next, like, that's kind of where restaurants should move to, and then people invest into getting, like, for, you know, the outdoor heating patios, like, constructing their business around that, because delivery is just not going to provide enough revenue for them to stay open. And then, like, 2-3 weeks later, to have that rug pull under them and said, we're actually shutting down, no more outdoor dining. Yes, from that point, it's like, well, what the fuck are you doing? You told me to do this so that my business could stay open, and then you impose another lockdown. And now I think we had spoken about it a couple episodes ago, about not only am I losing money from the pandemic, I invested more money.
Oh yeah, that's right.
In the outdoor stuff to keep open.
Following,
and then
following
you take that
your
away
regulations.
From me.
I'm following Correct. Your regulations, and then you shut it back down again. Like, what fucking sense do you? I don't fucking understand.
So from that point of view, yes, I can understand what, you know, medical officials are saying. Is it's not the reopening itself. It's more of the message that it causes or
okay, but
sends to people.
Hold on.
We're getting away from it,
right? Because what I meant was, like, all right, so I'm of that mindset. I'm like, okay, fine. For the good of everyone else, I'm not going to just immediately go out and do everything like a maniac, right? And I'm like, all right, fuck it. Saturday, I'm going to hit up my buddy Andrew. I'm going to fucking see if he wants to go out tonight. I don't know. He's not really the most reliable, and I'm happy to say that on here. He doesn't listen, and if he does, either way, shove it up your ass because you know you're a piece of shit.
Well,
for
now
it.
You know.
Yeah. So I'm going to give him a call later, see if he wants to go out, and then probably won't do it again for a couple of days, or maybe I will. But how many millions of other people have the same exact idea that I do, right? And then there's also that other, you know, the other people that are like, no, yeah, we want to make up. I don't think anybody's really thinking that way, honestly. In my personal opinion, I don't think anybody's thinking, like, we got to make up for lost time. I think they're just
not even make up for lost time, but people really want to get back to normal soon.
Of course they do. Yeah. But what I'm saying
is, just
going to
unreasonable
to think that that's not how people would operate. There's going to be people like me who are like, all right, we're going to just slowly sort of get back out there and start doing, you know, back to normal activities. But there's also going to be millions of people that are like, no, we're going to fucking go out all the time and blah, 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 right? So, like, why wouldn't
especially
you think that that's how people are going to operate?
Because especially for LA that has been shut down a couple times now, people, I think their mentality might be, before we shut down again, because it may be inevitable and just following the pattern, I'm going to go out as much as possible.
It's because you're one of these people. You're one of these natives. You're one of these.
That's
LA
what
natives.
I'm saying.
Okay.
I grew up and lived in LA for
like
a really long time. So I do think the way they do, and it's like that's the way people see it. Even being there for like those 2 months, I was like, yeah, I can see if they reopen, everybody's gonna go. People were still out there when it was encouraged not to be. So I can only imagine now that they say, like, okay, the stay-at-home order has been lifted. And that's, again, that's the message that medical officials are worried about that. We're saying by having that, they might misconstrue that lifting by maybe assuming that the numbers are going down, that the cases are going down, and everything's getting better when it's not. We're still in it. We're not, as they say, out of the woods.
This is all propaganda, dude. This is just... How far behind is California now? The East Coast is like almost everything is pretty much back open, and this is all just
yes. So just that's the other bullshit, thing too. Dude. But that's almost because of the so like if anything that Trump left behind was saying, the more cases, the more testing there is, the more cases there are gonna be, and California does more testing than any other state as well. So they're going to have more cases.
Right, yeah. Makes sense.
If other states don't care about it and don't test as much, like there are places in California and in LA that without testing, you can't go back to work, where there's in other states, it might not be that case. It's just, hey, if you don't feel well, if you have some of the symptoms, just stay home. But it's not like, we're not going to test you. Therefore, you're not a number that they put in their statistics. Or they just might not care about it. Maybe like,
I don't think anybody doesn't care about
be an adult.
I don't think that's. I don't think that's really.
Oh, there are people that just like
people. Yeah, but like the state as a whole, I don't think they're just like, I don't give a fuck. Or maybe there are.
If they don't see the numbers that are coming in or anything from their people, I mean, I can imagine a state being like, we're not as bad as these other states. I'm not gonna lock this thing down. But that's because people are not testing and not taking this. If they don't take it serious, then they can't see the actual numbers. People maybe, may be walking around asymptomatic.
People probably are walking around with it and just, you know, think it's just a regular cold, and they get over it, and then that's it. It's done. I'm sure.
Correct. And may infect somebody that's cannot get over it the same way.
But, you know, that's that herd mentality, or not herd mentality. What do they say? Herd immunity. It's building up. It's the only way to that's the only way to make it happen.
I mean, not that I disagree with that, because I've said that since day one, that it's just like, let people, if people want to go back to normal so badly, then fine, let everybody go back to normal, and people that get sick. If that's what you're individuals want, then that's sick. What...
Put on your stupid fucking mask, do what the hell they say, and then and live your life. Just stop closing shit back down.
As we talked about, COVID has evolved, because even in, San Diego, the new... variant from UK has now been found there, right? And now South Africa, that actually though that well, one I heard was found about South Africa, I believe, before. Earlier this week in South Carolina.
Yeah, I think I read something about that too. God
damn it. So all people are people are saying it's Gibb.
So wait, what about the vaccine though? Because I think I did. I don't know if I saw somewhere.
So that's what they're saying. They were like, care of it
anyway, right? Even the new variant or no?
So again, they're saying, you know, let's get more people vaccinated before, you know, at least California reopened. It's too late now, but with the new vaccine that at least they just came out with the data. Yesterday, Friday, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the shampoo company, at least from what I knew.
That's and definitely not.
They make great smelling
that's definitely not their
baby
only
shampoo.
Not their only product.
But apparently, I was surprised. I was like, Johnson & Johnson out here making medical breakthroughs? So there's a couple of things that people have noted from this new vaccine. And the first one is its overall effectiveness. Which is right now in the U.S. overall is like 72% effective, while the one from Pfizer and Moderna
mm-hmm.
is 94 to 95 overall. So obviously people are like, well, 72, 95, yeah. You know, but which one would you go to?
Yeah, but the Johnson & Johnson one, the advantage of that one is just one shot.
Yeah, so that is the big selling point as well. Also with... having like the severe disease in all countries, overall effectiveness is like 85. So it is, and I mean, an 85 on a test, what is that's a B, right? That ain't bad. That's passing in my book.
That's passing.
Right. And it is a one shot, one shot, one kill, ready to die, but never will. So
there are any veterans listening. They just got super hard. Yeah. Well, at least Marines. So, I don't know about all these other cunts.
No, I think it is a Marine thing. So it is a one shot, which is not only, so they say it's going to be less expensive because of that. Also, it can be stored and distributed easier than the other two because they don't have the high or strict restriction of freezing and refrigerating. So that's, it's kind of a plus. And it's, I think it's a good, I don't know. I, when it comes to vaccines, I'm still skeptical about all of them. But having more, I guess, more vaccines out there, the way it's kind of viewed in the big picture is that the more vaccines we have out there that can at least be effective, mm-hmm. the more people you can get vaccinated and we can get back on track. Because right now they were, well, at the beginning of the year, they were, you know, people were stating that maybe by either the end of spring or summertime, we would kind of go back to or make great strides to get back to normal. And with more vaccines, we can potentially get there. And this one as well. So this vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson one, J&J as I like to call it, was at least made, or they conducted their trials with the new variant strains, while Moderna and Pfizer came out with theirs before those strains were kind of like known.
Of course, yeah.
So this one is also supposed to be like, they said, you know, hey, it is not as effective, but it's also taking the other strains in consideration. So researchers are saying not to compare the J&J vaccine with the other vaccines because they weren't made at the same time.
Right, yeah. That
makes sense. They have different, they were conducted, now that we know about these, apparently, I don't even know how many strains there are. it could just keep evolving. What do you mean? Apparently.
How fucking many are there? I thought there was just this one that we have, the one that's been around, the OG, and now the new one.
The OG.
So now
I don't know, because it's the same thing, I think, as the vaccines now, where, you know how earlier this month, the now new director of the CDC was like, or I guess a couple of weeks, was like, we don't even know how many vaccines we have out there. Right? Like, we don't know how many we have. So we don't know how many to distribute. Oh, it was a whole thing. Now that this administration took over, right? They were like, the last administration didn't have any of these numbers. So she got on like CNN or whatever and was like, I don't even know how many vaccines we have. So we don't know how many to, like, I can't tell you how many to distribute to each, like, location. To me, that's crazy. I was like, how do you not know the inventory? First, I'm guessing when you got it shipped, it didn't just come with, like, the amount saying many.
This doesn't make sense.
There wasn't like, that's...
Do they not have records of how many vials they have?
I would imagine that you would have all that stuff.
Yeah, each case has a certain amount of vials, and there's definitely a paper trail to it. So, like, what the fuck? I don't know. I kind of got away from it. There was just too much shit in the political arena, like how it just became so fucking, so much of everything. I stepped away from it for a little bit. Basically, just this month. Because, yeah, I don't know, it was the holidays, so I didn't want to fucking even know.
It's crazy. I mean, it makes you think, like, what the fuck are they doing?
Seriously, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
We can't even...
They just don't know how many they have. Like, oh, we don't know how many you shipped. Fucking really? What are you talking about?
Imagine the military saying that before they go out to a battlefield being like, how many rounds do we have? Not sure. I know we have a lot.
Oh, mine went...
I know there's a case there, but I have no idea how many we have.
Your example was way better than mine. Mine always goes to the extreme, and I was just like, hey, how many Marines did we send out there? I have no idea. Yeah. Like, what are you fucking talking about? But that's where mine
went. I know it's like two or three companies, but I'm not sure which one are there.
How many are out there? We don't know. You know? I don't know. Yeah, who knows? Human lives are out there. We don't know. We don't care.
Which essentially is this. It is, that's a perfect example of this, because it's like, we are messing with people's lives.
Yeah.
We don't know how many people are showing up to these places to get vaccinated, and then there's this sign that says don't have enough vaccines.
Oh, really?
So it's only, yeah, so it's like, oh, now we have to delay that to make sure that we do have enough vaccines for the people that were expected to show up.
I haven't even seen that sign in the state with the most cases. The only thing that I've seen is at CVS. When you walk in the front, that front door, they say no COVID testing without appointment. So I guess they probably just get overwhelmed with douchebaggery
coming. Yeah, out. I mean, I think most, maybe not most, but I would imagine that most places would have by appointment, so they can see how many people they're actually, or how many vaccines they have, how many people they can actually vaccinate.
Yeah, but like, I mean, the reason that these many people were getting vaccinated was just because of the, you know, well, the propaganda, you know, that they're putting out. Because the rest of the country is, like, you know, still dealing with it, but in a regular, normal fashion, as in, like, slowly getting back to normal, back to the normal that everybody understands is the normal, not the new normal, which I fucking hate. Yeah, like the rest of them are.
I mean, I don't think there is going to be, if we get back to the world that we knew, I mean, that's going to take
years. Why wouldn't we?
It's not going
to
take.
It's so annoying to me to hear people fucking talking like that. It's like, if we ever do, it's like, why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't anybody strive for that? Like, do you want to just walk around wearing a mask all the fucking time? You can.
No, so,
you
absolutely but there can. Are They've things that we can take years. From this. There are things that, yeah, we can take, we can adopt that. Whereas, like, if you're sick,
yeah,
but maybe you should wear a mask. Still, but thing, that's something that we never adopted. No, that's something that we thought was stupid.
The thing for people to get ingrained in their fucking brains is that once this does pass, because it will, and if you want to still wear your mask outside, that's fine. But don't try to be a fucking, don't try to be a cunt about it and, like, make a fucking scene for people who aren't wearing the mask just because they don't fucking have to, because they're not sick and there is no more fucking pandemic. Because you know there's going to be people like that that just refuse to, like,
yeah, and you face can,
facts,
you know,
and say, like, hey, it's over. Like, enough people are vaccinated. There's herd immunity. You're not going to fucking die from it, but they're still going to have the mask and be like, you're fucking threatening my life or whatever the fuck, just because you're standing 3 feet away from me, which I don't know why the fuck you're standing that close to me anyway, you piece of shit. Back the fuck up.
So that's what I'm saying. There's things that we can take from this, but I don't think it's going back to what we used to be. I doubt it's actually gonna happen.
I firmly believe that it will. Just go to the grocery store. People in there act like everything's fine, with without masks.
Yes,
doesn't matter. Everybody's just fucking.
And as long as, like, I mean.
So if that's not a good enough example for anybody that doesn't think things are going to get back to normal, just think about that. When's the last time that you went to the grocery store? Not Instacart or whatever. Actually went to the grocery store, and then you just see everybody's in there like nothing's, like, everything's normal, which is not good, especially for the.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, for here. No, but, like, the thing is, especially
for here. It's like ignoring a problem. It's not going to go away just because you ignore it.
But that's what I don't understand is, like, they make this huge, gigantic spectacle. Everybody, or not everybody, most people in California, or especially in LA probably, are the ones that are getting tested the most, right? Because they're the ones, because over here is where they're the most worried about it or whatever. But
it's the highest county in California,
right? Yeah, but it's like their logic just completely escapes them when they go to an establishment, anything other than even fucking going to, what's it called, In-N-Out. You know, at least, like, in the line, people are still, like, stacking up on each other. When they're waiting, that's when they spread out. But when they're in line, they're still, like, almost, like, nut to butt in there. It's like, what the fuck is the matter with you? This isn't it. COVID doesn't stop at the entry to In-N-Out and Ralph's and fucking CVS. And, like, just because you're in a store, that doesn't mean that it's over. You fucking dope.
That's what they're trying to tell people. They're trying to tell people that's not over. And to,
I guess, to technically it is on an airplane, apparently. They made fucking unbelievable fucking advancements with their filtration systems. So, like, if you're on, I think it was, like, because, well, obviously I looked into it a little bit right before I left. So, like, there were the filtration systems they have in the airplanes. Like, so even if somebody does have COVID, like, if they're, like, sitting, and obviously they're doing the distancing, which apparently they stopped, but I got lucky, so I didn't sit next to anyone. And so if everybody has their mask on, and one dude on the plane has COVID unknowingly or whatever, right? It's not going to spread because you keep your mask on during the whole flight, and the filtration system is so good that it eliminates like 99.999%, like 998 or 9993% of like bacteria or whatever the fuck, or viruses, whatever. I don't know. But it made me, well, as I was reading it, it made me feel a little bit safer. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You would think because of the recycled air, it would be worse, but no, dude, they're killing it.
No, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get back to that. I mean, again, hopefully with these vaccines, but people see, will feel even, a little bit better.
Even you saying that makes me so angry. Like, I would throw something at you if you were in front of me. Like, stop, like,
I don't know,
stop
I
being
just,
that person. Just stop saying it.
It's being
pessimistic. It's not even being, because you're not being realistic. You are being pessimistic, because being realistic is thinking like, yeah, it is a problem. It will, things will get back to normal. During the Spanish flu, they probably thought the same thing. You know what I mean?
But there is no way. It's like almost after 9/11, things didn't go back to normal. We adopted a new normal with our flight system. That's, I'm not saying that we won't go back to a better life. It's just that after a big event, we don't just go back to what we used to be. We adopt a new normal. So I'm not saying we're not going to go back to a life where we don't have masks.
What's the new normal look like?
I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. That's the thing. I don't think anybody sees the new normal. Maybe futurists do, but I don't see a new normal after this. I just know there is going to be a new normal, even though I get it. People don't like to hear a new normal. I want to go back. Yes.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about other people. I'm just saying, me personally, I just hate hearing that because, first of all, it just sounds stupid. Like, it's just people are just making new shit up all the time. But
well, yes, like, I've said since the beginning, it's not going to be, and I'm contradicting myself here again, but it's not, in my mind, it's not a new normal. Nothing that we do is a new normal. It is just normal. Like, now this to me is, I'm not like, oh, the pandemic maybe like do this or this is because of that pandemic. Like, it is, but to me, I'm just like, this is life. I'm living it. I just go with the punches. Whatever. You're telling me to stay at home. You're telling me to work from home. Okay. I work from home. Now, they come out this summer with like everybody can go back to work and stuff. All right. To me, go back to work. I'm not looking for a new thing or to go back to anything. This is, I'm just living my life as I am presented with whatever comes, you know?
I'm looking at my topics.
So, I don't. Yeah, there's what's going to be our normal when we get back to however running the world again or whatever. It will be what it will be. And
have there been no
we just
talks
need to get
about
over
you going back to your actual office? Or are they just
no,
not even
but I mean,
trying?
Those, I'm not going to get too much into what our work policies, our procedures are. However, that's one of the examples like with difference between some workplaces about having testing before you go back into the office. Ours is not required to. So I can go back into the office. It's just right now for safety, I'm not. I'm working from home and then
I feel
eventually
like
going back to
sense. I mean, if you don't feel sick.
What?
Right? If you don't feel
that the thing is that I can be asymptomatic without knowing it.
Oh yeah, that's true.
If I don't get tested, I won't know whether I have it or not. So I can go back and say, well, I don't feel anything, which I attribute to my great immune system that I rarely get sick. And I know as I say this, I mean, knock on wood here.
I'm going to
because as I say it, I'm probably going to get fucking sick.
I'd like for you to get sick.
No, I hate getting terrible. Sick. But I normally don't get sick very often. I think last year once maybe, and it was very quick. So I'm not one of these people that are just sickly. So I don't normally feel sick. However, I could have it because of how this virus is, and without knowing, go into the office, might interact with somebody, boom, they got it.
So you're scared
and
is what you're
we
telling
won't even know.
Essentially, what you're telling me.
Scared of what?
Catching it.
I'm not scared of catching it for my own sake. I'm scared of catching it for somebody else's.
That's true. It's very nice of you.
Most of the stuff, again, like most of the stuff that I do, even with the mask and all that stuff, one, is because I need to go places. But two, it's for the consideration of others. I don't, if they said tomorrow that we no longer need masks or that it's still recommended, but you can go into businesses without it, I'd go in without it. If it was up to just my preference, I do not like wearing a fucking mask. However, I also don't want to be responsible for somebody else getting it.
Me too. I think I'd probably still. I do. If it was, yeah, because if they said that, they're like, okay, you don't need to wear masks anymore unless makes you feel more comfortable. I'd probably wear it, and then yeah. I'll wear it walking in and then sort of get a lay of the land and be like, all right, well, everybody seems to be kind of just chilling. And then I'm like, all right, fuck it.
Yeah, if the other person doesn't care, that's why usually I'll ask, like, it's kind of
because if you're in there without it, now. Yeah, if you're in there without it, then obviously you don't care. So it's like, okay, fuck it.
Correct. Whatever. If people don't care, then I'm not afraid of getting it.
Yeah.
However, if somebody's not like, no, I'd rather you wear it, then okay. If it makes you feel better,
well, it depends. Don't come up with a fucking attitude, you know what I mean? If you come up with a nice fucking... Well, I'm not going to be like, yeah, fuck you. I'm like, start coughing all over him. I'm just like, dude, I don't even know why you're talking to me, bro. Go fuck yourself. Get the hell away from me. I'm not... Because the people that do because it's only the people that go out of their way to be these fucking pretentious assholes. Because, like, you can be sitting there without your mask, and then it's that person that will, like, come up to you and be like, you're making me feel unsafe. I'm like, bro, I'm in my corner over here. You're 20 feet away from me. Why are you fucking worried about me and making fucking bullshit comments?
These social justice heroes.
Get me started. That's who the ones are.
So, to wrap up the JJ vaccine, this is just the raw data that they've come out with. They said they're going to present this to the FDA this upcoming week. And if everything goes well,
then maybe it can be approved
for emergency use, and it'll be out.
Not,
they said as
not
early.
Actually, not officially approved. Still just for just because of the pandemic.
And I think emergency use authorization. And then after that, I don't know if they have to do more investigating after that, but
the vaccine is it's gonna be just like it's like the vaping. It's like, yeah, we don't know what's gonna happen. You know, we're gonna give it a couple of years and we'll see.
That's why I'm so skeptical about it. It's not even like the zombie or
the chip, man. That's
what was the other the chip inside. Chip. I'm more worried about you all don't know yet. I don't think we have enough time to know about this yet. And it's just it's exactly the same thing to me as vaping. It's like, it may come out with, you might see those commercials that, like, have you vaped since, 2015?
you may be entitled to
some compensation. It's like, I don't want to be one of those that's like, oh, I need to call this number because I was the first one to do it.
Did you see the one for the 3M earplugs? They're like, did you use 3M earplugs on the rifle range in 2015? You might be entitled to compensation. I did use earplugs, but like, I saw the thing and I was like, you know what? I'm just not this person. I can't even. I'm not gonna.
At this point, yeah.
I'm not gonna click on it. I'm not gonna get into fucking all this shit over like maybe getting what, a couple hundred bucks.
I know. At a certain point, I think like towards the end of
look, if it's gonna
my
get
career,
me,
I was just like,
if it's gonna
it.
Get me millions of dollars, gone. I'm all about it. Let's do it. Let's get into it. With 3M.
It was that much, but I know it's not. It's not. More trouble
It's more trouble than it's worth.
A lot of things. Yeah. So like the last thing that I had for COVID, which I don't know if you've heard about China's new method of testing.
Okay. Well, all right. Heard all right. About that's a little bit better. Okay. Well, I thought that was gonna go. All right. Well.
Now, have you heard that they have adopted the anal swab for COVID testing?
Is it like a rectal thermometer? They kind of like just shove it in there for a few minutes and then pull it out?
So apparently if stool sample cannot be obtained, which I'm like, I didn't know people were testing doo-doo, but they use a cotton swab.
What are you,
that's
5 years
about
old?
One
doo-doo?
Or two.
Really? Sorry.
Poo.
Go ahead.
They use a cotton swab that's about 1 or 2 inches long, and they have to insert it in the...
No, thanks.
In the anus.
I think I'll stick with the nasal swab.
That's what... I'm just like, who... One, in the meeting who was like, whose idea maybe we should try?
You know, we have to get it straight from the source. Okay, this is the best. It's the same excuse for the rectal thermometer. It's like, there's no way to get a better result. It's got to go in your ass.
This is kind of controversial, but I stand firm by how I grew up, and I do not do any butt stuff. I am not interested.
How is that controversial?
In any butt stuff. Oh, with the society and the generation stop that we have now, it. Talking about oh,
stop
eating
it.
Ass all the damn time.
Oh, you mean that shit? That's fucking disgusting. Dude, I don't know what the hell. That shit just like came out of nowhere. Everybody just started talking about eating ass all the time. I'm sure it was probably some fucking hip-hop song, you know?
Yeah, and sure. Apparently it's like a huge and it just thing. Oh, well.
Blew up. And
what was it, 2014 maybe, with like the Chris Brown song about what's her name?
I don't even like Chris Brown, so it stands to reason that he'd be the asshole to start all this nasty shit.
I think Janae Aiko.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Where she says, "Yeah, eat
the booty, eat like, the booty groceries. Like groceries." Oh my god, dude! I heard this dude. I was watching a video because I heard the song, but like only once, and you know, it was the first time listening to it. And it was on the radio, so it was like I wasn't really paying that much attention to it, and I was like, "I don't really like it anyway." But then I heard, like, I was on Instagram or whatever, and this dude was like talking about the song, and then he just like played that little chunk. And he started commenting on it. I'm like, I didn't even fucking realize this bitch said that. It's disgusting. What the fuck's the matter with her? And then like, I was like, well, it's a good thing that I didn't like the song in the first place. So fuck it. Who cares? And then everybody's already
talking. A lot of people did.
A lot of people like it. Good for you. No thanks. I had a chick try to do it to me one time. I was like, hey, cut it. Hey, I was like, no, not here. This is exit only. All right. Don't fuck around down there. Nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Nothing for it's you down there. Exit only. I really don't enjoy any like going to like the dentist. Like I don't like people in any of my orifices. So.
Oh, I'm all about it.
That's the number one.
Well, I didn't. Oh, for the dentist. Yeah. I mean, I got fucked up teeth, so I.
Yeah. Oh, I cannot do it.
I'm all
trying to
I'm
talk to you with your mouth is all the way open. I can't do that.
It's not comfortable. I'm not like sitting there enjoying it. Like, oh, great. I just, in my mind, I'm like the end result is going to be great. So
had you heard about people getting like aroused from the nasal testing for COVID?
The fucked up stuff that I listen to in podcasts. Probably nothing would surprise me. You would be surprised at the level of, shit that I just hear about that turns people on, that it's just mind-blowing. It's so gross how like some parts of society, you know. But that is new. I'll admit that one's new. I didn't know people get turned on by picking their nose or whatever. What were you saying?
Yeah, it's and it's this actually came out way before like the concept of what they call a nussy.
A what?
Or nussy. I don't know how.
No, Newsom.
So it's
Newsom.
That's no. Newsom.
Make sure angry letter Newsom. Make sure you spell it right. Get the address right. Send it right to his fucking house.
No, it's the combination of nose and pussy put together. So Nussy.
What does that
do?
Play got your nose.
No,
you play got your nose and you play with your pussy at the same time.
No, it's essentially probing your nose and getting aroused through that, just like a woman would with you, you know, fingering
your
lady part.
So you're basically fingering her nose?
Well, it's not only for women. It's
it is in my mind.
I know that that's how you're drawing it, but it's not only. It's not only for
women. I don't give a fuck about that the whole PC thing. So for me, it goes straight into for a woman. So, like, as far as like inserting, right?
I guess for you it would be that's the worst part. guys are also getting aroused with this.
No, it's not. It's just it's not the worst for me. I don't think about it. That's not where my mind goes. My mind is like now I'm like thinking about it. So you just she just lays there and you just basically you're just fingering her nose like that.
I guess I don't know, but it's more. It's not somebody doing it on someone else as much, except for this COVID testing. But it's more of like people doing it to themselves. So it's almost
like masturbating.
Yes, essentially.
It's a new form of masturbation is just pick your nose.
That's apparently been around for a couple of years now.
I'm kind of curious as to how you heard about this.
It's been more upfront now. I've only heard it because of the COVID testing that people are like they're getting aroused from it, with people like probing up there to get the, and I'm just like, how? That is how? Supposed to, like,
I just did it.
Supposed, like, to be uncomfortable.
I did it like 3 weeks ago. I would never imagine that. And I was like, oh, this is so enjoyable. Oh man, I'm starting to get aroused. Yeah, like, what the hell?
Like, as they're pulling it out, they're like, no, put it back in. Like,
wait, just so, how much is another test?
So odd. Yeah. So uncomfortable, I would think, also for the person doing
it. Fucking, like, gross. Oh. What the hell? What'd you call it? Or what's it called? Like, you, no, named, see, I didn't, you call came it up this. With it. This is your thing. Not name it's it. Definitely your thing. This is,
no, it's the Urban Dictionary now.
Because you put it there.
And it actually, it derived apparently from, it's, I went, when I was looking this up, I went through a rabbit hole. So it derived from, I guess bussy would be the right word to say, with the B. So B-U-S-S-Y.
Wait, but it's, I was talking about the nose, though. Put, how do we get,
no,
here?
No, I know. That name derived from.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm
this one
on
that
track.
I'm talking about, which mm-hmm. is put the butt and pussy together.
Right. Well, I mean, I wouldn't. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Just, yeah.
So essentially, you know,
that's the, but butt. That makes sense. That's, you know, they, the pussy and the ass were getting right there.
Yeah. So that's, I guess, from, I, the, it derived it. From the LGBTQ plus premium, whatever the name is now.
XYZ.
Whatever it is,
all of them, they're all included, so go ahead.
they made a, I guess they adopted that term, and now this came from that,
and that's okay,
because they're just putting things,
well,
together.
It makes sense then why it's not, like, actually, like, mainstream. They're not as big as they think they are. That's really
apparently these parades have done nothing for them. So
go enjoy your parade.
Essentially, it just, to me, it was just so odd, because I'm like, okay, so now people are doing, or at least China is doing these anal swabs. It's like, are people going to get aroused with this? Which I would hate to. It, at that point, if they say that that's where we've been moving, I'll be like, COVID's invited. I will invite COVID into my life. I'm not doing any of this.
Well, hold on. Well, you said that. If you can't acquire a stool sample for whatever reason, then they have to do that. So at least you'll have that.
I feel like they'll be like, well, I mean, either, even for me, like, I don't just poop on command. It's like, I don't think I'd be able to do that.
I don't understand what the fuck all this shit is, or whatever. Oh my god,
it's just too much. What surprised me most,
that's amazing.
That's what I'm saying. How they arrived to this, but what surprised me the most while reading all this was that among those who have been tested in Beijing, it was like 1,000 school children and teachers were tested with this method. And I'm just, I got so sad, because I just thought of the trauma. This
kids,
this method.
Poor,
yeah, I was
kids,
just like,
fucking, they have to go through. What? At least it's not like a priest, right? At least they're actually going to a fucking doctor's office and they're doing it, like,
well,
officially.
That's the thing. It's like, we don't know what these doctors is like.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're not exactly the most humane over there with their treatment of each other. So, who knows what's going on?
That'd be funny. I'm not attacking the church here, but that'd be funny if the church was on board with this. They'd be like, here.
Oh, the church. Like, oh, yeah. Then the church is like, we need to adopt China's methods for testing.
Oh. No,
I must be certified. Must be a certified religious practitioner.
Not no. Trying to have the church come after
no,
me.
Ridiculous. God can hear you right now. Okay.
Yeah, he is everywhere. So, yeah, that's just kind of one of the things that I was.
Did you say
reading
God? Did
that
you
I was like?
Did you just call God a he? How dare you?
God is a he. That's how the Bible.
That's what it says. That's what it says in the good book.
Yeah, that's what the Bible says. I mean, what am I? This is not. It's not like. What people are gonna say was written, probably was written by a man. say they got all
is
the
yours,
facts wrong.
Did you not get a signed copy? I got mine is autographed, and it's
no,
by a
I
man.
Didn't stick around for that.
I hung out. Yeah, I got it. It's by God slash and then actually in the bottom he put his pronouns on the bottom. It's a he him. So
actually don't have one in my place.
Ooh,
which I've strayed very very far away from the church, but. I'd still.
I got.
That's one of the things that I'm just like. I should have a Bible here.
You should, yeah. And this is gonna be more impactful than. So you mentioned before that you never get sick. And now that you mentioned it, you probably are going to get sick. This is probably going to be even more of a big moment for you, because now that you mention it,
yeah,
now something's going to happen, as it should, because you deserve it.
I mean, actually, why don't you have one? any religious thing. I don't have a cross. I don't have any cross.
Well, yeah, I have stuff from my own culture that I have.
I thought of a cross just because of, you know, how when scary stuff happens, that's like the first
thing. That's the go-to. Grab that cross. I will use Jesus to kill you.
That's the other thing, you know, if he's just on standby.
Right, but yeah, who's better off though? Is the people with the cross or the people with the Stars of David? Because you can just hawk, you can just throw them shits like Chinese throwing stars, man. You know what I mean? If you got some really good, some metal ones, you get some distance. If you got a good shoulder, mine's a little bit fucked up. You got a good shoulder, you just fucking get the motherfucking. And it's not going to make as much noise as a gun, although I still prefer a gun because, hell yeah.
The issue with that is that if they're able to dodge those, you lose your weapons.
Listen, you're not getting past the Star of David, all right? It's coming at you. It's coming at you hard. It's coming at you fast. You're getting taken down, all right?
Or if you don't. If your aim is not as good and you do hit,
then you throw the fucking, then you throw the holla at him. Then you throw the holla. That shit is dense. Not really. It's good. It's got some weight to it though. Then you throw, you know, the holla, right? The Jewish bread. You never had it?
The what?
Holla. You never had it? It's pretty good.
The bread? No.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not really.
No. No. I don't.
Yeah. You guys don't really know a lot about that kind of stuff, huh?
No. Especially because, you know, the way the story is told in Christianity and in Catholic Church is not that the Jews were the greatest in the world. So,
true.
No, I did not grow up any of that stuff.
I heard about all of it, man. I don't know. Everybody was. That's why the East Coast is better. You guys have this false idea of like, oh, we're all inclusive. No. This has been going on the East Side forever. Everybody knows about everybody's shit. Over here, everyone's in their little
bubble. Think it's I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with that. It's just
not even, you don't even have to know about practice. It. I mean, they still have them in the grocery stores. I get like all the. You're not even curious. Oh, you see like the, oh, they wouldn't call it ethnic. They call it the kosher stuff or like the Asian stuff. You see that and you're just like, ew, no, I go only to Hispanic section.
That's racist.
No, I'm asking. I don't. You know what? I don't. At this point, everybody calls everybody racist without any real meaning behind it. People are pieces of shit. Everybody's throwing that shit around like it doesn't matter.
No, just because I know what.
No, you know what? I'm actually glad you mentioned that because that brings me back to the scene from The Gentleman where Colin Farrell's character explains to the black dude.
Yes,
it's like no.
Such a great scene.
Yeah, he's like no. He's not saying that all black people are racist. He's saying you're black and you're a cunt. So that's just he's specifying that to you. He's not saying all black people are cunts. That was the greatest. Like that was the best that breakdown.
That
was the
greatest scene. I love that.
Colin
scene.
Colin Farrell just crushed it in that role, bro. I rewatched it again black yesterday.
Yeah. And you are a cunt. Yeah. So those are the facts.
Those are the facts. So fucking great. Oh, dude. I heard that. I started laughing. I just rewind that scene and I just watched it again. I was like, that's so fucking funny.
It's so good.
It's so clear, too. And it's just like, no. Don't start your shit here. Okay. Don't bring that in here. No. And then he's like, I don't call, he's a fucking gypsy. I don't call him a pikey. And he's just like, yeah, but maybe he wouldn't. Maybe he's very understanding. You know, don't put it past him. Maybe he wouldn't.
Like people, that is, I think everybody needs to see that so they can understand that.
I think people just need to
concept.
Adopt more of my mentality. I mean, when I was in the Marine Corps and everybody's saying all these like, oh, you're a spy, blah, blah, blah. I'm not taking offense to it. I think it's funny. I don't give a shit. Maybe I was a spy. Who knows?
Yeah, there was that. And I think that was probably one of the good things about like being in the military is that it sanitizes you to that point where it's like, and you can cut through the bullshit that way. By being sanitized, you can actually cut through the, you know, that whole stigma about like, you know, everybody be kind of nice to each other or whatever bullshit that we called each other whatever names, but we knew it was all like, it wasn't.
I don't want to.
I'm not going to say that there aren't racists in the military, but there's a lot of like, because of the camaraderie, and at the end of the day, which I agree with what the Marine Corps does specifically, is like breaks you down so that you're no longer an individual and kind of makes you into a group, is that you can at least see that no matter what, at the baseline, what you are is like a Marine first and then whatever else you identify as.
You're really, what's the phrase? Painting it with a silver brush or something like that? Because, I mean, I don't know, gold brush, whatever the good one is. Because you're making a risk. Not everybody's like that. Let's be realistic. Not everybody's like that. Not everybody gets past that.
Yeah, but I also think that it...
Look, for example, like, right? Absolutely, like, what you're saying is definitely right, because I think... I mean, unless you're a piece of shit, like, when you get out through your time, like, I think if your group of friends is only just the same, like, people that you hung out with on the outs, like, before you got in, then you're kind of just stuck in that mentality, and there's just no helping you, and that's not what I'm trying to deal with, you know what I mean? Because... I got out and I'm literally the only white guy in the group. Oh, I forgot about fucking Jason, huh? Well, he's a piece of shit.
And the one with the condition.
That's different. She has a condition. So that's her. Yeah, that's what she brings.
She is white.
But that's what she brings, though. She has her condition. You know what I mean? But I don't see it. Like, literally, it sounds stupid or whatever. But, like, I don't see it like as a color thing or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? I see it as, like, you know, my friend, because that's just what it is. You know what I mean? But like not everybody, not everybody can get past that, because like there's just certain shit, like there are people, especially more sort of nowadays, where they think that because they're in the military that the military is going to conform to them. No, bitch, that's not how it works. Because we had fucking Williams. Remember Williams?
Which one?
Black Williams, who from my shop. Were you there when he's there? Well, whatever. You're better off not knowing him. Either way. So, we have fucking regulations, right? For literally everything, right? And your appearance, your appearance is one of them. So, you can't just come in with fucking nappy-ass hair and think, oh, it's all good because it's natural. No, that's not how it fucking works. Your shit still needs to be squared away. You need to look presentable. So, what he was doing was, he was still doing the fade and everything, but he wasn't taking care of it on top. So it started to, like, get nappy and fucking look like shit. And so he'd come into the office, and whoever was in there would fucking give him shit about it. Like, hey, man, you look like shit. You need to run a pick through your hair. You look like trash. You look like a bag of garbage. And he's, like, he didn't take it as, like, oh, they're trying to, like, square me away and make me better. He took it as just, like, oh, they're making fun of me because I'm black and I have, you know, nappy hair or whatever the fuck. And... literally, like, I think Cruz had to fucking go in there and be like, no, it's not, don't try to fucking make it about that. No, your fucking hair is fucked up, and we have regulations for this. And then, like, you know, he had to, like, fucking tell him, even after every single person in there broke it down for him, told him, it's, you look like shit, that's the point. It's not about you being, it's not about you having this certain type of hair or whatever, because he's trying to say, like, oh, it's natural, it's in the regulation, if it's natural, it's like, yeah. Within reason, within the regulations, yeah, you do leave it natural, because if you can, you know, fix your hair or whatever and have it look natural, with like, cause you know you can't shave the part in, even though douchebags still do it because they think it makes them look like a, no, whatever, I'm getting away from the point, but like,
no, there was somebody like that actually,
bunch of them,
Fort had told, yeah. He actually used me as an example, because I was walking by at the same time he was correcting him, mm-hmm. And he said, look at him, he's like, he's Hispanic. So mm-hmm. his hair grows differently than yours. And yeah. It wasn't a race thing. He was just trying to explain to him. And he's like, because I had a part at the time. I still have a part right now. Me too. He was like, you see, he can part his hair. He's like, but that's because naturally he can do that. He's like, he asked me, he's like, did you shave? Did you ask the barber? And I was like, no, this is, he's like, exactly. He's like, you cannot. He's like, and he was, you know, Fort was also black. So he's like, I know.
He's like, he just shaves his head.
He said, like, you cannot. Yeah, he shaved his head. He's like, I know you can't. He's like, that, you have to be able to do it naturally. He's like, and I know that's not natural because you shaved it and you can't do that. And yeah, there are pieces of shit that don't understand that.
Yeah. Fort was awesome. He was a great first sergeant. He was awesome.
I guess I just never ran into that because I was always in a diverse, except for like when my one before that, I was like, it was always diverse, where we had so many people in there that came from different places and were different races, different genders. So I never had an issue with like people not understanding, like, okay.
But that's the weird thing about it is like our shop especially was like, it was really dark. I was the white guy. We had What? I think literally everybody was different. Oh, well, Hale was white, but he came in later. He was also a fucking whole bag of shit, too, for other reasons. But...
yeah, they're going to be pieces of shit.
Well, whatever. Either way, it was still, it was still like, you know, it was a mixed group. And everybody's telling him, like, dude, you look like shit. But, like, it didn't get through to him. So, like, when he did eventually fucking... like, you can't argue it, all right? It's a rule. You have to fucking look presentable. So he still took it as, like, oh, they just don't like you because I'm fucking black or whatever his, you know, real little excuse was. Because as he's walking away, you know, he's pouting and he's, like, talking under his breath. And we're just like, what the fuck ever, dude? Just go fix your shit. And then he came back and it was fixed and he was all upset about it. And we just carried on with our day because nobody gives a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's... so the moral of today's episode is just don't be a piece of
don't
shit.
Don't be a piece of shit. don't stop taking everything as a way of everybody being racist.
Yes, that is true though. Now
you started more in days.
Yeah, I know, and I usually always say it as in a joke, because it's not like I'm oblivious that there are racist people.
Yeah,
but I just don't encounter them. And I think that's mostly because if I can tell somebody is in that mentality, has that, like, they are racist, I'm not gonna deal with you. I'm not gonna continue to be in your presence. It's like,
all you have,
I know,
do.
You think a certain way and it doesn't align with the same way that I want to. You do you, I'll do me. And instead of staying around that, those people that always like to cause conflict and be like, you know, you're not thinking the same way I'm thinking, so I'm gonna stand here and keep, like, it's like
the people
why?
that don't get the point of America.
So, but yeah, usually I'll say it to you guys just as,
well, yeah, among us, it's just when you get these outsiders that try to, like, make a little joke and be like, oh god, that was racist. It's like, what the fuck are you talking? Did you just take what I said completely out of context from the whole conversation? Yes, that's exactly what happened. Oh, okay. Well, then shove it up your ass.
It's a good place to.
I think it's a good place to end. Shove it up your ass. Don't you dare fucking leave it on that.
Well, that's been another episode of the RDG Show. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a like, and a comment below. Also, hit the notification button so you don't miss out on any of our latest content. You can follow us on Twitter and all audio platforms where podcasts are available. As always, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.